Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. I have to tell you, and this is I am kissing up to listeners. That 7-minute break of news is the longest part of my day. I cannot wait to get back and start yakking and interacting with listeners. And I've got a great, okay, so this is a great thing. This is Civic Media's first contest. I want you guys all to hear this. If you listen every day between March 19th and 29th for keywords at the top of the hour at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. on any Civic Media station, listen every day for the keyword. Then download the app. We talk about the app here every night. It's so easy to use. You download it. It's a great app, despite what happened earlier tonight. It's very accessible, very user-friendly. Text in the keyword to the Civic Media app before the end of the hour and enter to win great prizes. And I mean great. This is how cool this is. 4 daily winners, 1 each contest hour, will receive an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Have you ever been there?
I have.
It's nice.
It's super nice. Yeah, I love it.
What do you do, the Lazy River?
Oh, it's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like the water park. Well, I have 4 sons. So when they were little, they were like all over the place.
Just kick back and let them go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 4 daily winners, 1 each contest hour, will receive an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. All entrants, daily winners included, are entered to win one of our 2 grand prizes that include brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. How cool is that? Conrad, what are you going for there? The bikes, the blender, or the love seat?
Ooh. You know, I could use a new blender.
Okay.
Come on, Conrad. You need a bike.
Whoa. Don't take that the wrong way.
It's spring. No.
That's true.
It's fun. It's nice. You get out. You go for a ride. You say hey to your neighbors. You're smiling. It's fresh air.
I've been at my place for 3 months, and I've never said hi to my neighbor yet, so.
Oh, come
See?
On, dude.
You need a bike.
You need a bike
that
with a bell.
That's the problem.
And a basket.
No, that's it. I need the bell so I can just.
You will be the envy of the neighborhood, Conrad. What would you take, Kristen? Blender?
No.
Patio love seat?
No.
Bike?
Go bike.
Yeah. You know, I go Chula Vista. I'm fine with the daily prize.
Yeah.
I don't need to cash in.
Chula Vista's great. You know what? They're all amazing prizes.
Yes, they are. And so there you go. Keywords at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., March 19th through the 29th. Enter the keyword into the app. And let the winnings begin. And right now, we're all winners because we are welcoming. See how I did that? Yes. You actually teared up when I said that. We're all winners because joining us now is Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good evening.
Are employees eligible for the prizes? That's my question to you.
I was going to ask you the same thing because I kind of want the love seat.
Well, you were at Chula Vista. Isn't that where we were at for the Christmas party?
That is the last time I saw you, Pete. And I hear you complaining about the news. You used to do that. Don't you forget your roots.
Wait, what did I say about the news?
It was the longest 7 minutes.
Oh. I just, you know what I mean. I love doing the news. I just
try
to be funny and I'd get reprimanded. But isn't that where we were at for the children's? You're right, Brittany. You know what? You're right. I shouldn't have said it. Oh, I was trying to give a compliment to like the listeners just saying I missed them during the break. Mm-hmm. That was not a knock at all.
No, Pete likes the news.
Oh, I'm just teasing you.
I know you are, but you gave me perspective where I could see where it would be taken like that, and that's not what I meant at all. Especially, I loved your newscast as well, but we're having you here tonight to talk about the weather, your specialty.
You like that better?
I do.
I don't like it right now, Brittany.
Yeah.
I don't like it
what
at all.
What can you tell us?
Well, what's it looking like by you right now? Is it still
Christmas
to the ground, or is it starting to melt away a little bit?
It looks like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing on the sidewalks or the roads really, but there's like little piles of snow now and there's some on the grass, you know?
Yeah. So we sprung so hard into spring that we got slammed right back into winter.
In the winter. Right. Exactly. But there's going to be more stuff coming, right? Isn't there? It was supposed to be like 4 storms. I read that, and you were the first person I thought of. We got to get Brittany on to talk about this.
Yeah, so that was just one of four. The next one is definitely hitting on Sunday. And if you're in the northwest part of the state, you already know what's headed your way. Already about a foot to nearly 2 feet is possible.
What?
And yes. So heavy hitter hitting the areas that really missed out on the snow this winter. So it's coming all at once, especially into...
This is good, right? Like, we need this moisture.
We do. We absolutely do. And this is going to help reduce that wildfire risk, the high fire danger, all of that, because we definitely don't want that wildfire smoke. That was no fun last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what it is going to bring, though, is mosquitoes. So if I'm weighing wildfires to mosquitoes...
Is that a ratio?
I don't know.
Sounds like a weather ratio, like the wildfire to mosquito ratio.
Right. Right. So are we, okay, so what about for us here, Brittany? What can we look at in northeast Wisconsin? It doesn't look like we might get another inch or two, and then we go to rain next week?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting storm. There's going to be a sharp cutoff from heavy snow accumulations to barely anything at all. And not to mention, the temperatures on Monday rise to the 40s pretty much statewide. So as the storm continues to hit, it's going to turn to a wintry mix and then all rain on Monday afternoon, which means some flooding potential after all that snow and rain, especially into northwest Wisconsin. But in northeastern areas like Green Bay, you could see anywhere from 1 to potentially 4 inches and then the rain throughout Monday. But the bigger concern, not the 1 to 2 feet of snow, not the rain, it's the wintry mix and ice accumulation that could be coming right at the Monday morning rush hour, and it looks to target central Wisconsin. And that could go from La Crosse to Stevens Point all the way to Shawnee as well. So a big widespread area looking at, I mean, ice could accumulate up to a quarter of an inch. That's massive. That's power outages. That's
really?
That's dangerous.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's Monday.
So the timing of that is moving around a little bit, but that is Monday. Could be Monday morning right for the commute. It could be a little bit after the commute, but everything will be rain by the afternoon on Monday.
Wow. So that's central Wisconsin.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if I should, might have to get a hotel room here in Green Bay for a couple of days. Are we going to get it bad? Are we going to get the ice here in Green Bay?
It's possible.
Okay.
It is possible. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Well, I know. I don't have the best news. I'm Brittany, the bearer of bad weather at the moment.
Wait, I have a question for you, Brittany.
Yeah.
Do we have to shovel? Because we're at that time of the year when we're weighing like shovel time versus melt potential.
I would not shovel for a majority of the state. But if you are in Eau Claire to Tomahawk, I might consider shoveling a couple of times before the rain heads over, because that'll all turn into a slush.
That'll
and
be brutal.
Ice and a mess. Yeah, yeah.
So
but everybody else, pretty much south of Stevens Point and south of La Crosse and south of, I'd say, like Manitouish Waters, you're fine to just let it go and the rain will take it away. So that's the good news, right? Save
your
backs a little bit.
We have a texter, Brittany, Aunt Carla, Conrad's Aunt Carla, says Sunday night for traveling to Chicago, okay?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't do it. I mean, where are you coming from, I guess? Is this from Green Bay?
She lives in Baraboo, right, Conrad?
Yeah.
I guess Baraboo to Chicago, that probably won't be too bad, right?
You're probably okay. Honestly, okay. You're probably okay. Baraboo to Chicago, you'll probably get some light snow. You might see a little bit of a wintry mix. Just take it easy, but I think the highways might be fine.
She's actually
flying.
They
know what's coming.
She's flying from Baraboo to Chicago. I should have clarified that.
She's fine,
yeah. So because I want you to have some fun here too, Brittany, how excited are you for all that snow in northwest Wisconsin? Are you road tripping?
Oh, you know me. I'm definitely snow chasing. I am so excited. I've had the evil laugh ever since I saw the storm coming.
About
time
great.
Is what I say.
The snow queen. I love it. Well, I'm happy for you. That'll be fun. Are you really going to go up there? Are you going to do some snowshoeing or...
Oh, you bet. It's so close to me. 100% I'm going there. So I'll have some adventures on Facebook. I'll let you know what I'm up to, Pete.
Well, listen, when I'm skidding off 41 next week, I'll be thinking of the smile on your face as you traipse through a winter wonderland.
Okay, deal. Be careful.
I will. Thanks so much, Brittany. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the snow if you can get out there, if it ends up happening.
Will do if it ends up happening. I like how you threw that in there.
Well, I'm hopeful. I know you're always right, but I still, you know, I can hold a shred of hope here, you know.
You never know. Exactly. Never know. Yeah. Mother Nature's been wild. So appreciate you. Have a
Thank
good weekend.
Thank you, Brittany. You too. So I have to clarify something. Earlier on the text line, we got someone saying, you rock, Kristen rocks. And he said, like I said, she rocks. So you must have said something else that appealed to Tom from New Berlin. And he, oh, and he said, so do you. Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rock the way Kristen does. And I have no fun. Song. I have no song named after me like you do when you friend Dawn.
It wasn't named after Dawn. We did that.
Yeah, that's
we modified
cool.
the song.
I like
we
that.
Could do that. You could have a whole night of like songs that you modify.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be interesting to radio listeners?
I think our listeners could tell us.
Let us know. Aunt Carla had a couple other texts I missed too. She said, so weird to see you live. Glad the contact signal happened on the app. I think outer space is trying to reach you, Pete and Conrad. Oh man, I hope I'm not the guy they want to probe.
You should maybe take off your tinfoil hat.
That's a technology, see?
Mm-hmm.
Also from Aunt Carla, can't enter contest because family member works for Civic Media. Is that still okay? Conrad, take a memo.
I will have to check that out. Thank
you. Conrad will get back to you, Carla.
It should be fine.
But it should be.
It should be.
He has no
I
idea.
I want the Chula Vista, just letting you know.
Yeah. Conrad and I decided we're going to start palling around more. We're going to hit Chula Vista.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be his wingman. He said he has not dated yet since he's been in Green Bay.
Oh, was that another call out to our listeners right there?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think
ladies.
He's just focused on work right now, but you know, the guy's got to have some social life too, right?
Yes.
That's healthy, right, doctor?
It is. And it's Friday night in downtown Green Bay. You know what? Let's shut it down and go down to
Jägermeister.
Yeah.
For some fish tacos.
Yes.
They do have some good ones there.
Yeah, I know. Conrad's been talking about their fish tacos. Uh-huh. Okay, so, all right, I swear, when we come back, or I mean coming up next, Dr. Kristen is going to take my little movie quiz. It's going to be fun, and she's going to throw a couple of medical terms at me, too. We'll see if I can guess what she's talking about. So that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to
Welcome back to Nightlight, where we give those we're related to here on the show travel tips for bad weather. Happy to help out.
I think you can make it to Chicago. That sounds good.
Brittany said she's on record. Oh, you'll be fine. So that could be dangerous.
Brittany's awesome. I've never known anyone who loves the weather as much as Brittany.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's like such a genuine, sincere love for weather.
Do you get, like, as you get older, just, I love meeting people who are passionate about stuff,
yeah,
and that are so ingrained in what they do and have such passion for what they do. Even if it's something I'm not particularly interested in necessarily,
uh-huh,
it's just so, it's like invigorating to watch that, you know?
It's the people, not the stuff.
Yeah.
It's the people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of finding their groove or having, just feeling alive, you know?
Yeah.
So you ready to talk about some movies?
I'm ready.
All right.
I love movies, Pete.
Yeah.
I love Oscar season.
Okay.
When they announce the Oscar movies, I make a list. I have an app.
Nice.
It's called Awards. And I go in and I fill out, when I watch an Oscar movie, I click on it. And that I kind of gamify. It's like really easy game.
It's, yeah, what? It's...
I gamify it by, oh, you know, hitting the button that shows that I have watched that movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an app. Anyone. Yeah. Even me, Peach Wabba, can get that app.
It's free, and I think just a fan does it because they just like it. It's nothing fancy.
That's pretty. If it's free,
mm-hmm,
it's me. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give Kristen some clues as to what Best Picture nominee in 2024 I'm talking about. And okay. as soon as you get it, guess.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And Conrad, you got the bell ready? Okay.
Can I open up my app?
I thought he took off. What's that?
Can I open up my app?
No, you can't open up your app. God, what are you, invested in this thing or something?
Yeah.
She's pushing the app. Okay, so we're going to do this. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You're on your app.
No, I'm not.
Well, you're just texting friends while we're supposed to be taking this quiz. That obviously means more to me than it does to you.
I'm preparing for the next segment.
What's the next segment?
Whatever we start to talk about.
Oh, Terry Barr's coming up. That'll be fun. She always gives us an awesome song.
Yes.
This is the night of many tangents. And you know what happened? It was the app and all the echoing. Conrad, vouch.
that was a weird start to the show.
Uh-huh. All right. Here we go. Oscar quiz for Dr. Kristen.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Nose controversy.
Nose controversy?
Nose, yeah.
Is this a pun or is it like something that happened in the movie?
It's something pertaining to the movie. I won't say if it was in the movie or in the buzz around the movie.
Nose controversy. Nose. Can I have another hint?
Composer.
Oh, yeah. It was the Leonard Bernstein movie that Bradley Cooper was in.
I need a name, please.
Maestro.
She got it. Only took two.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
and
pretty good.
His wife, she was brilliant. Carrie Mulligan.
She was so great.
Oh.
She was great. But yeah. Did you see Promising Young Woman?
Yes.
She is really good in that.
I loved that film.
That was a really good. Did you see Saltburn?
No.
Okay. You'll have to come back after you see Saltburn.
You might have some things to say.
I've heard about Saltburn.
She's not in that. It's the same director, though. And I'm like, what happened between Promising Young Woman and Saltburn? Like, I mean, Saltburn was okay, but it was kept very gratuitous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Soul.
Soul. Okay. S-O-U-L?
I'm just saying the word is soul.
I need more information.
Friendship.
Soul and friendship. Oh, is this the, I didn't see this one. Is this the, oh, I don't even know what the name is. I know it
is. My finger is over the bell.
I'm not going to get this one. I did not see this
New
one.
York City.
Yeah. I
Past
know.
Lives.
Thank you.
Wah, 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 wah.
Sorry.
Right, you don't have to apologize. There's nothing at stake here, Christian.
When is Barbie coming up?
You tell me.
Pink.
Interesting you say that. Here we go. Women's empowerment.
Bing, ding, ding, ding. Barbie.
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Women's empowerment.
Best set design.
Best set design and women's empowerment.
Mm. Two Wisconsinites.
Oh. Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Daniel
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
We will accept that. Poor things.
Poor things. That's on my short list. I really want to see that, but
it's
I have
really
not
good.
Seen it. Yes.
Oh man.
Willem Dafoe's from Appleton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See it. And Mark Ruffalo was born in
Kenosha.
Kenosha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So and they were both should have been nominated. I thought Dafoe was great too, but Mark Ruffalo, that might be my favorite role I've ever. He's so funny.
Yeah.
And how the main character frustrates him. He's like this womanizing guy, and I don't know how much you know about it, but she's
not much.
Okay. It's really funny. He's very funny, and Emma Stone is great too. Okay, here we go. Another one. World War II.
World War II. Is this the Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, ma'am.
It was that era, though. No.
Well, World War II.
World War II. I should know this.
Family.
Oh, Oppenheimer. Not that one either?
No.
Okay.
Family.
Family and World War II.
Best sound Oscar. Sandra Huller.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen this one either, but I really, really want to see it. It's about the concentration camp. Yes. Help.
The Zone of Interest.
Sandra Huller was in two.
I know.
Yes.
And I have to say, they were my two least favorite.
You didn't like Anatomy of a Fall?
I liked it. I did not love it. I didn't.
I didn't see it as an Oscar film. I don't know.
It was cerebral.
That probably is why I didn't get it.
And we still don't know.
Yeah, I like that. And just the aesthetic of it, like that, it was a lot of daytime shots in that courtroom I just hated. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The kid was amazing.
The kid was great. The dog gets a lot of praise too. So I don't know if the dog's a really good actor or just really good at fooling us. But either way, yeah, pretty impressive. Okay, Nazis.
Oppenheimer?
Yes.
World War II.
Conrad? Are we mailing it in now with the bell?
Well, I thought you were doing it now. So
we're both stereo bell. There you go. I'm trying to make a big deal. Kristen's one of my favorite guests. I'm just trying to make her feel like there's a lot of bells around. All right. Oh, you're going to get this one out. Dog.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Yes.
You should play the song. The song from Anatomy of a Fall is the one that made it.
I don't even remember what the song was.
It's a rap song that we'll think of it.
All right. We have three more. Uh-huh. So you're doing very well. Do you feel like you're getting this? Like you haven't even seen two of the movies.
I'm doing better than I thought I was going to.
You're doing better than me, and I created the quiz. So, all right. We have more with Kristen coming up. We'll finish our movie quiz. We're going to talk a little bit of music, too, with Terry Barr coming up. Do you want to stick around for that? Terry's really fun.
Oh, yes, and I love music.
You love music?
Oh, my gosh, Pete, yes.
All right. I believe you. That's the voice of Kristen Lyerly. She's going to hang with us. We're going to talk to Terry Barr about what's coming up tomorrow on Mad Unity, and we'll finish our movie quiz, too. That's all next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to...
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are starting to wind down here on Nightlight, but we got a lot more fun coming up. Our question, you can still get in on the fun. Who do you want, or who would you want, at your prom? Kevin Bacon is going to the Payson High School prom in Utah, the same high school where they shot Footloose 40 years ago. And they reached out to him. They started a social media campaign. He announced on the Today Show he's going to go, and he closed the message to these students. He said, I'm proud of you. This is cool what you're doing. And then he said, let's dance. So.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. And so I think Kevin Bacon's pretty cool. I'd probably want him at my prom. But that's the question tonight. Who would you want at your prom? Like what celebrity? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-752-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching. Or if you're in the neighborhood, just shout really loud. We'd love to hear from you. And you know what I loved about Footloose? And I'm sure, like, we're around the same age. I think you're probably a lot younger than me. But nobody could dance in this town for, like, a couple decades because of a car accident. Uh-huh. So they outlawed dancing.
Yes.
Kevin Bacon's character, Ben Rickman or something like that, Ben McCormick, prevailed. Mm-hmm. And they were allowed to have a dance. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden in this town where no one has danced in decades, everybody knows how to break dance.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how did that happen?
Well, it's just like everything else. You know, you may not see it in public, but teenagers are doing it.
They're doing it, yeah. I guess so.
Right, Kelvin?
Did you ever... Conrad, did you ever break dance?
Damn it, Conrad, sorry.
Did you call him Kelvin?
I did. I'm sorry.
Talking about another producer for Civic Media.
I was.
Oh, I really like it when Calvin's here. But did you ever do that, Conrad? Yeah.
I can't say I've done it well. Maybe, you know, when I was younger, probably was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then look terrible.
Did you use cardboard?
I can't say I did that.
He doesn't even probably even know what you're... That's what they used to do, Conrad. They used to get like a whole big thing of cardboard and put it down so you could spin easier.
Oh, yeah.
On your
yeah.
head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen like stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I don't... I never did that. I remember I'd go out to the mall up in Marinette because by the time we moved here, I was older, and that was really... Like Electric Boogaloo.
Oh,
what was
yes.
the show? Breakin'.
Yes, Breakin'.
Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo. Oh, man, the kids at the mall would have their cardboard out and they're dancing. And I'm just like, wow, okay. And I consider myself a pretty good dancer, but I never wanted to try breakdancing.
Do you bite your lip when you dance?
The white man's overbite?
Yes.
I do that a lot throughout the course of the day, several times, whether I'm dancing or not. Steve from Florida says, Lonnie Anderson.
Oh.
And then clarified, at the prom. Now, I figured that, Steve. That's a good one. Yeah, Lonnie Anderson was like a bombshell, but really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had Suzanne Somers' character on Three's Company, who was blonde and ditzy. Then you had Lonnie Anderson on WKRP, who was like sharp as a tack, but kind of like, you know, very attractive too. For a girl. All right, so let's continue our movie quiz. Can we do this?
Let's go. We thought
we were having Terry. I don't know if Terry... Conrad, if Terry calls, put her through on line two.
We don't have a line two.
All right. Get ready with the bell, buddy. Here we go. We're going to finish this thing. Kristen was crushing it before we left. All right, so you got... Anatomy of a Fall right when I said dog, because we were talking about dogs. So you got that one. All right.
Also, we were talking about Anatomy of a Fall.
We do.
So that worked out in my favor.
Spoilers. All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh, she was so brilliant in Barbie. She might have been my favorite. Although Margot Robbie, like, that role was made for her.
She's great.
And did you see Ken do I'm Just Ken at the Oscar ceremony? Wow.
It was great. You know, I have to say... Here's how I felt about Barbie, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's just my opinion, but I could still be wrong. I don't know that it was a snub. To me, it wasn't a snub that they didn't. Greta Gerwig, I thought, should have been nominated for sure. Margot Robbie, yeah, she's a really good actress. I don't think that really tested her. So I was okay with that, but But when they nominated Ken.
Yeah.
Same deal. You can make the same argument. Like, really? That's his best acting? Like, I don't think it was Margot Robbie's best acting. I don't think it was his either. So why did they nominate? That's when I thought it was a snub. I'm like, all right, if you're going to nominate him, you have to nominate, right?
He felt that way too, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
it's not up to him anyway. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying.
You know, it was a good movie. It was bubblegum and it was cute, but it wasn't. Yeah. And the musical bit was fantastic. So if it's about entertainment, not about actually like rewarding someone for doing something exceptional, then, you know, great.
Correct. Well, I'd be interested to see what you think about Poor Things, because I felt like that had a very strong message for women, too. And I was not expecting that. I was just like, wow. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. That was a Hail Mary. That was day of Oscars I saw that.
Really?
Kind of threw my whole Oscar world into upheaval.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right. Snub talk.
Snub talk?
Very long.
Is this Killers of the Flower Moon? Snub talk? What does
that
mean?
A lot of people thought Leo DiCaprio got snubbed, and I disagree with that either.
I mean, he was good. You know, I like him.
I like him a lot.
It's like watching the Atlanta Braves from the 90s. Like, they were really good. They won one World Series, but, like, they were great. Leonardo DiCaprio, consistently great. He's just not going to win an Oscar every time.
That's a really interesting analogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I was like... Leonard, just because he's in a movie doesn't mean he gets an Oscar nomination.
But that's what everybody immediately goes to.
I know. And probably because it was Scorsese, too. It was a Scorsese film. DiCaprio's in it. But I kept waiting for his character to have some kind of redemption or revelation and do the right thing. It was just, he was like the same the whole movie. I was like, why did he even take this role? It was weird.
That was one of the things I loved about that movie, though, because it didn't have a happy ending. It had an ending.
Right.
Because it was real life. But it was just so artfully done, and you really had to sit and watch it and just drink it in. It was so beautiful.
Very well said. That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's joining me here tonight. And I'm really glad you're here, especially because we must have gotten our signals crossed with Terry. But it's been really fun having you here. This is
I
this
love
is
hanging out with you. There's nowhere I'd rather be on nowhere? A Friday night.
Mm-mm. Not even having fish tacos and setting Conrad up on a date at Hagermeister?
After this.
Okay. Hey, the night is young. Okay, so there. I think we only have two left. And then you got to give me some medical terms.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to whiff on that quiz. I can tell you that right now. Family is the first clue.
Family. Holdovers.
No.
It's the other one.
You are correct. That is not Bell-worthy, though.
What have I missed? Oppenheimer and Barbie. And
dementia.
Oh, I didn't see this one.
Author.
Help.
Beach house.
Phoning a friend. Conrad.
Jeffrey Wright.
I have no.
American.
You're on the right
American
track.
American author?
Fiction.
American fiction. I've heard it's brilliant. I've heard Jeffrey
it's
Wright
good.
Was fantastic.
He's a really good actor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one is also on my list. Like, they're all on my list. I love watching these movies. And sometimes I'll go back and watch some of the old Oscar movies that either I haven't seen or that I just feel, like, fond of.
You know what? We were just talking about that off the air a little bit. I've never seen The English Patient, like you mentioned. I've never seen Schindler's List all the way through.
Really?
I know. I've seen it in different sittings.
Oh, Schindler's List.
So,
wow.
I get it, but you don't say I get it to an Oscar movie. I want to sit and watch the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. What about that black and white one that was in French? Or no, the silent film. Remember that one? I never saw that one. What was that, 10 years
best
ago?
Best Picture?
Maybe? It won Best Picture. It was black and white and...
Life is Beautiful? No.
No, but oh my gosh, that one totally broke me. I don't think I could watch that one again. It was so hard.
Ugh. Well, now I'm curious. All right, we'll figure it out. All right, last
Holdovers.
One.
Holdovers. But say your clues. Lazy Eye.
Oh, that was not my clue. Coming of Age, Troublemakers, Pain.
Thomas Paine.
Alexander Paine.
Oh, sorry. Thomas Paine. He was
different
a
guy.
Father.
He was not in The Holdovers. Best Supporting Actor nominee. Paul Giamatti. Do you see Sideways?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I still, every time I drink wine, I'm like, is it okay to get a Merlot or not Merlot?
Right. That was a great moment in that movie. Let's do this. Before we get to my medical quiz. Mm-hmm. I must head to my physical. hey, that would be good radio.
You want to talk about your physical?
We're
not going to do a physical.
You could give John and Jim a physical, you know, on air. That
we
would be,
talked about
that be
this.
Good radio?
We talked about this. So John got his physical, and we went over his lab results on the air.
You did?
Yeah. He asked me to interpret his results. Yes. I know.
How's he doing?
He's
I think
he's
we've already broken HIPAA laws, so I think we can talk about this.
Well, we looked at all of his results in advance to make sure that there wasn't anything crazy. But, you know, it's like when you look at your lab results, you don't know. All you know is they say normal or high or low, but you don't know, like, really what does that mean and what does it mean for me? And for me as a doctor who takes care of pregnant people, your lab results are not the same when you're pregnant as when you're not pregnant. So if you just look and you're like, that looks normal. Well, a normal creatinine, which is a kidney function test, is not normal in pregnancy. It should be lower in pregnancy.
Wow.
But you don't see it that way if you're just looking at your results online. So you really do need to have someone interpret your results for you so that you know what to watch out for. And you're looking for trends year after year. If your blood sugar, if your glucose is rising year after year, you're getting more diabetic over time. That might be a time to think about diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. And what's important to you?
So I'm confused. Is John Mino pregnant or not?
The word's not out yet. I can't say.
A little early. You don't want to say anything till the second trimester. I get it.
His prostate is fine, though.
I'll take your word for it. I ask him about his prostate every time I see him, and he's always... He always tells me it's good.
Uh-huh. He was doing burpees, too, the other day.
What's a burpee again? Oh, that's the yoga thing, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, burpees when you get down and then you do like a push-up and then you get back up?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He had a guest come over to show him how to do burpees, and then she said, your turn, and he was like, nope.
Well, that's not fair.
But she got him to do a couple burpees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was he winded?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Winded is one word for it. Kelvin, did you see the burpees that John Minor did?
Conrad.
Jeez.
Remember that old cartoon, Conrad and Hobbes?
I need to like write it down. I'm sorry, Conrad. That's all right. I know better.
I have not seen that though, and I need to see that.
Play that one back.
We just got our promo. We got some more texts on the stream. Oh, Aunt Carla again, Conrad, Aunt Carla, and Aunt Pam taught you how to dance. Okay.
Aww. Show us your moves.
I don't know what they taught me, to be honest.
Conrad. You think they tricked you? They tricked you. He doesn't want
to. I might have been too young to remember then.
He starts taking his pants off. Wait a minute.
Carla, do you have you video? Dance? Can you supply us with some video? That would be lovely.
I hope not.
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't want it to exist. Also, Aunt Carla loved The English Patient. All right. We got a lot going on. We don't know if John Mino is expecting. And I've got to take my medical quiz. Can you do a teaser question? And
sure.
Then we'll come back and we'll finish with me embarrassing myself.
Sure.
Okay.
Pete.
Yeah.
Horripilation.
Horripilation is the medical term?
Horripilation. Horripilation. Horripilation.
Horripilation.
Mm-hmm. Also, the name of a popular group of children's books from the 2000s.
All right. I'm going to ruminate on this. Popular children.
You get them when you're scared.
What are hives?
No.
Oh, was that close?
No.
Oh. I still want to get this. Don't tell me. I want to hear this when I'm done. All right. I'm going to finish my quiz. We have more coming up next with Dr. Kristen Lierley. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. There is video of Conrad dancing from Aunt Carla.
Oh.
You saw that on the stream, so.
I can supply video on Conrad dancing. Aunt Carla, I love you.
I just got a personal text from Carla, and she says $100. So she wants a C-note for dropping the Conrad dancing video.
I say $500.
I'll cut you. I'll give Conrad a taste. We'll get the video in here. All right. Okay, so tell me the word again that I didn't get.
Horripilation.
Horripilation, and it's also has a connection to a kid's book. It's not hives.
Mm-mm.
Crying.
Mm-mm.
All right, tell me.
Goosebumps.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Horripilation.
Horripilation. Yeah, that sounds like goosebumps. All right. That was my, I stretched out during the break. All right, lay it on me.
Epistaxis. Do you want me to spell it? Like it's a spelling bee?
Yeah, sure.
Epistaxis. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I injured my epistaxis.
E-P-I-S-T-A-X-I-S. Epistaxis.
E-P-I is like hair, right?
Mm-mm.
No, skin. That is a rash.
No, it's a nosebleed.
Ooh. Isn't epi like epidural or epi?
Yes.
Epa's got a lot of different.
That's the thing about medical terms, because it's a lot of it is broken down, can be broken down into the Greek and Latin terms that make up these words.
Okay.
Like dysphagia. Dysphagia.
Oh, I've heard
I always
of that.
Get this one wrong. Dysphagia.
Dysphagia. Okay.
Dysphagia. D-Y-S-P-H-A-S-I-A. Dysphagia.
Dysphagia.
You get this sometimes.
I do. How do you know that?
It's where your words get all messed up.
Oh, like word salad or something? Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Dysphagia is when you get words mixed up?
Yeah, you have a hard time producing words. Or aphasia, when you can't speak?
I don't really ever have a hard time. That's such a bad joke. That's like, there's an old Steve Martin joke where he says, some people have a way with words, other people just, not have way, I guess. All right, give me another one. I'm determined to get one here.
Enuresis. E-N-U-R-E-S-I-S. Enuresis.
Enuresis?
Uh-huh.
Enuresis. That is going to be stomach ache.
Peeing yourself.
Thanks for bringing that up. Enuresis?
Enuresis. You can have nocturnal enuresis at night or
when you just
diurnal.
Go when you sleep. That's
enuresis.
Like a bedwetter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, people have peeing problems all the time.
Do they?
It is like a lifetime thing, especially as we get older. It's very
like
common.
Aim or can't go or what?
Yes.
All
aim,
kinds
can't
of stuff,
go,
probably,
can't
right?
not go, all that stuff. And a lot of it can be fixed. So, folks, if you have a peeing problem, because some of you do, talk to your doctor, because a lot of it can be fixed with medicine, surgery, bladder training. There are options out there.
Is not putting the toilet seat down a medical thing?
It is at my house.
Four boys, yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened to me when I was in college. I was like 19 and I got sick and I could not pee for like, I don't know, days.
Yeah.
And I was like in so much pain. And I went to the doctor and it was like, I think it was bad food. It was something in my diet that changed when I went to college. It's like eating too many hot dogs or something. But it was terrible. That is a horrible, horrible condition. What do you call it again?
Enuresis.
Enuresis. Okay. Now I just have bad aim. But other than that.
Is it a bent carrot problem?
Is it a what?
Bent carrot problem.
There's no way bent carrot is a medical term.
Peyronie's disease.
Yeah. Okay. But Peyronie's disease would be the actual term. Bent carrot is like an urban dictionary thing.
Well, that's what people call it.
And your doctors call it that?
Well, when we're trying to communicate with patients who don't know what Peyronie's disease
is. Oh, come on. No way.
Well, I mean, I don't. I'm a gynecologist. I've got my own set of problems.
I was thinking like that was something the doctors would talk about behind their, but like when they don't have a, this guy's got a real bent carrot in there, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, usually no. Like when doctors are talking, we usually use the doctor terms, but like that's not cool. You know, if you go to your doctor and they're talking in all these fancy terms and you don't know what they're talking about, then.
Yeah, I get that.
That doesn't serve you.
I get that. Okay.
It's okay to go to your doctor and say, I have a bent carrot. A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
I find that hard to believe.
It's common.
How would you even, okay. All right, well, I believe you. You're a doctor and I'm not. I know what people are thinking out there. Which one of them is the doctor? No, but bent carrot, I have trouble. All right, you got one more? I think we have time for one more.
I'm trying to think of which one I want to use. Crepitus.
What is it?
Crepitus.
Crepitus.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like decrepit or something.
Crepitus. Yeah.
Bone. What do you call it? Scoliosis.
No.
Oh, come on. Decrepit bone structure, something, nothing?
It's that noise that your joints make that sounds like crinkly paper. Crepitus.
Ooh, that's a bad.
Your joints don't do that?
Well, yeah, my knee does that because I have I played in a kickball tournament a few weeks ago.
And now you have crepitus?
And I tried, which was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Aww.
Kristen, honestly, I was chasing a guy with everything in my being to throw the ball and get him out. And as I'm chasing him, I'm like, you are such an idiot. I was saying that to myself. Like, why am I? It's a kickball tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but
now I have
17
crepitation.
17-year-old you was like,
yeah,
I got this.
And it shouldn't matter then either, but.
I got this, and I'm asking Lonnie Anderson to the prom. Let's go.
Hey, this has been fun. Thank you for being here. I know that you might be running for office soon, and that might limit your visits, but until you do, please come by as much as you can.
I love hanging out with
it's
you.
It's so much fun, Kristen. Thank you. And I learned so much when you're here, too, because you're kind of an open book, and that's fun, too. Thank you also to Brittany Merlot. And I'm going to thank Terry Barr anyway, because that's how cool she is.
Mm-hmm. She is
I
cool.
Thank her preemptively for when she's here next time. And all of your texts were so much fun to read tonight, you guys. We'll figure out how that went for Kevin Bacon at the prom, too. I'm sure it's going to be fun. He'll probably break dance and injure himself. He'll get crepitus.
Crepitus.
Crepitus, yeah. We've all got crepitus.
I do.
Monday on the show, Rob Thomas will be here. We are going to break down the movie Roadhouse.
Are we breaking down again? We're breaking down and breaking dance.
I'm going to break down and cry. He's going to dance. There'll be all kinds of breaking down. We'll talk about Roadhouse. Conrad's going to ring the bell when he sees me double over.
Thanks, Kelvin.
No, seriously, great job producing the show tonight, Scott. this has been really fun. Thanks so much for being a part of my Friday night, folks. It's always great to spend time with you. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We'll be back Monday night with more Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.